The compact, which is a United Nations initiative, will ensure that governments in various countries push companies and businesses to actively address environmental risk and move beyond traditional approaches in complying with health and safety measures in their country. Accompanied by the Executive Director of the Environmental Protection Agency, Daniel Amlalu, Mr. Ayariga visited Ryder Steel Ghana and the United Steel Company, all in the Free Zones enclave in Tema. The visit was to ascertain how efficient the companies are adhering to environmental standards and safety measures in their respective establishments. Mr. Yariga said though most CO2 emissions are generated in the agricultural sector, the industrial sector cannot be ruled out. To this end, he noted that the factories must improve their standards to meet the EPA's approved specifications to enable Ghana to meet its emission standards. At Ryder Steel, the minister was disappointed at the company's environmental standard adherence level, saying such practices do not augur well for effective growth.
The ministry and Ghana generally is making international commitments regarding CO2 emissions. In December, we are going to Paris, and in Paris, we will be signing a global compact on the environment. Ghana is expected to make some commitments regarding reduction in CO2 emissions like any other country. Most of these CO2 emissions, apart from the agricultural sector where there are emissions, most of it is also in the industrial sector. And so factories would be expected to improve their standards to make sure that there are no emissions beyond acceptable limits that the EPA would be setting for them so that Ghana can meet its emission standards. And so they should expect us, we'll be coming around, we'll be checking on what they are doing, we'll be discussing the technologies that they use with them to make sure that those technologies are up to date. It will require some investments we made, and we'll all have to make those sacrifices so that we can all contribute to protect the environment.
Mr. Yariga said it is unfortunate that though most manufacturing companies receive permits stating their commitments before commencing operations, they often contravene the commitments. He urged steel companies operating in the country to ensure they abide by the environmental standards, saying the ministry will continue to visit such companies unannounced.
They are given a permit before they set up, and in the permit application they indicate all the commitments that they would put in place. But after they've obtained the permit, if you don't come on a surprise vessel like this, you won't know whether or not indeed on the ground they have put in place the right practices and system issues. The first factory that we went to, Ryder, the emission level is quite unacceptable, and they have assured us that they are replacing some facilities there that will reduce the emission levels to the standards that are permissible by the EPA. And by Tuesday, if we come back, we'll not see any emissions again. We are completely satisfied at United Steels with the standards. They are installing the best technologies that you can find anywhere, and we believe that with this kind of technology, they will not be emitting any damage to the atmosphere. If you are not complying with the standards, your factory will be closed down until you have taken remedial measures, and they know that. So I'm not sure they will wait for us to close down a factory.
On complaints made by some workers of Ryder Steel, the Executive Director of the Environmental Protection Agency, Daniel Amlalu, pledged to direct the Cleaner Protection Center of the EPA to educate the management and staff of the company on best environmental practices. The Deputy Managing Director of United Steel, Fadi El Kami, thanked the minister for commending the company and promised to improve on the company's environmental standards.
Now we are still on the installation, but when we want to reach the point for the production and everything, we have to improve, because the safety is the most important. It's an induction factory with the latest technology, the first in the whole West Africa for this type of producing of iron rod according to the British standard.